now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Again, everybody, and we have a very, very important program tonight. I think one that you shouldn't miss to your friends. I think it would be wise if we gave them a few seconds, Bob, to give them an opportunity to run up and down the street yelling Bob and Ray are on the air.
Or to call and inform their close friends.
Right. For those of you who are driving in your cars, to sound your horn or siren, indicating that the Bob and Ray show is now on the air. Thank you very much.
If you're on the bridge, drive off.
Please do. Ah, then. Do we have some music that would serve as a theme for Jimmy Feeler?
Hello,
Jimmy,
this
just
is...
a second. Is that all right for
that's
you?
That's fine, Ray.
Okay.
This is Jimmy Feeler. This is Jimmy Feeler welcoming you to Open House on the Hollywood Spotlight Show. The guests in our studio today are all here to explain, complain about items that were printed in my daily column. And we'll start with you, ma'am. Which item did you take exception to?
Well, in, I think it was Thursday's paper, you ran an item about Charlton Prestel.
I remember it. I reminded my readers that it certainly was a surprise that Charlton Prestel was coming home from Italy after spending over a year there, that his unprecedented homecoming had the film capital buzzing with excitement.
That's the one.
So what's wrong with that item?
Well, I happen to live at the same hotel as Charlton, and I didn't hear any buzzing going on when he walked into the lobby at all.
Well, perhaps you didn't walk around the lobby and ask people whether or not they were excited.
I did, too. When Charlton Prestel walked through the lobby, I ran around and asked all the people there if they were excited. It's just exactly what I did.
They all said they weren't excited or abuzz?
That's right. Even his creditors were bored.
See, well, then I'll run an item in tomorrow's paper saying Charlton Prestel's return to Hollywood was dignified. But who is that mystery lady trying to stir up trouble in the hotel lobby by asking questions? Will that do me?
Mercy, yes. That really squares it.
Thank you for the reminder that I've been a bit lax. And now you, sir, what didn't you believe in my Hollywood column?
Well, I read that Lucille Penny, the former Powers model Lovely, was gifted with a new car by the grateful producers who admired the job she did as a bakery sales girl in Rock Around the Roll.
And you don't think it's true?
Well, I see, I live right across from Lucille Penny, and as far as I can see, she's still driving around in the same heap.
Well, did you look in her garage?
Well, I can't see through wood, mister.
Well, I can vouch that the producers gave her a new car, but in all fairness to you and in the interest of accuracy, I must add that she never appeared in that movie or any other. The producers just happened to take an interest in her.
Well, I'll believe it when I see the car.
You seem heavily laden with mistrust, sir. I don't think I want to talk to you anymore. And you, ma'am, on the end, what's your name, please?
Edna Tipton. Now, I've been here in the film capital of the world for 2 weeks now.
I see.
I'm from Sharp Falls, New Hampshire. You familiar with that?
No, I'm not, but I'll take your word for it.
I'm here because the cows and the hay are being removed from my barn to make it ready for a summer stock production of The Voice of the Turtle.
All right, Miss Tipton, now don't be afraid of the microphone. Speak right up. And what did you see in my column that you didn't care for?
Well, you wrote that there was a glittering array of stars to be found at Schwaber's Drugstore at all times. Now, Mr. Feeler, that just isn't true. I was there. I didn't see much.
Well, just what did you find in Schwaber's Drugstore, Mrs. Tipton?
Well, I saw a few pokey types in there, all dressed like idiots, all wearing horn-rimmed glasses, and they all seemed undesirable to me.
Mm-hmm.
One of them even walked up to me and told me how happy he was that I could make the scene, he said. And he walked through the window of the store. Land's sake, I don't think he had his wits about it.
Well, movie stars work under pressure, Mrs. Tipton. You have to understand and recognize them, and it certainly isn't my fault that you don't. The item seems to be quite accurate.
Well, a fat lot of satisfaction I'll get around here.
Thank you, Mrs. Tipton, and this is Jimmy Feeler bidding you a star-studded goodbye.
Now, here's the third in a series of promotions by demand. Culled from the Bob and Ray archives, this one dates back to last October And the unforgettable words went...
Like to remind you now of one of CBS Radio's daytime shows for people who stay home before dark. Art Linkletter's House Party.
You have not lived if you haven't heard Linkletter's kids' panel. Oh, boy.
Boy, those tykes come out with some real funny material, don't they?
Darnest things, these slappers. But here's one of my own. The other day, I was standing at a street corner, and this little lad came up and said, you love this. Cross me, mister.
Rick, a friend of mine was telling me about his little girl. See, she woke up in the middle of the night, and this is the real story now, funny as it may sound. And she said, right out of a clear blue sky, Daddy, give me a drink of water.
Where do they dream up those things anyway?
Well, you know, out of the mouths of babes.
What are we talking about?
Oh, Art Linkletter's House Party, here at weekdays on CBS Radio.
Oh, boy, I mean, really, it's rich.
And here now, from the Lackawanna, New York field station, the Bob and Ray Agriculture Director, Mr. Dean Archer Armstead. Very warm welcome to you, Dean, and to your guest.
Well, Bob, it's a pleasure to be here. Look, I have a guest here with me today from the Pioneer Valley, Lou Wallace. And, Bob, this fellow knows everything there is to know about flowers.
And
he says only a little talk.
Lou Wallace, pleasure to shake your hand. Thank you, Bob, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Lou, why don't you just explain to Bob... Not, don't bother so much with Ray, because he's busy rounding up the commercials.
Well, he's not interested in flowers much anyway. What was that? Rounding up the commercials?
You know, my wife told me you fellows were comedians. I didn't know her.
Oh, we've told you that many times.
No, I didn't know her. She told me that. Everything you say always makes me funny.
Sure.
Before that,
there has to be a precondition to it.
Well, anyway, Lou, I want to talk about the different flowers you've got there.
I brought along a few samples, Dean.
What's that,
Sweet William. I thought you weren't interested in this, Ray. You seemed to perk up the minute he put the samples on the table.
Is he trying to be a wise guy? I asked you the name of the
no,
flower.
No, that's the name of the flower.
Sweet William business, buddy. You're going home with a fat lip to the Pioneer Valley.
Oh, wait, be nice to him now. He's representing the Pioneer Valley,
I
and
don't
this
care.
Was a Sweet William he brought along with him.
That's a
right,
flower's
Bob.
Name?
That's
Sweet William?
Flower's name. Here's a lady's liquid. And a creeping arbutus, which a great many people think
is
an affliction, but it
is. Thinks he's got a couple of patsies here.
No, I've heard of all of these things.
Creeping.
Dean, you've checked up on him, haven't you?
Of course. Ray is just parading his ignorance. Creeping arbutus is a lovely flower.
Here you
Look
have...
that chickweed?
Yes,
chickweed
I don't know how that got in there. It wasn't culled, I guess. This is a morning glory. These are your asters, your daisies, your phlox, your tulips, and your peonies.
Your lady, your lady delight. That's Lady Delight. Isn't that fancy, too?
What's that, Dean?
Lady Delight?
Yes, I guess it is. Well, what purpose does it serve to bring all of these down here?
Well, Bob,
any particular reason?
The only reason I brought them up was I didn't have time to prepare anything. And I thought that Lou would be a lot more interesting than he is.
This is just kind of a filler feature.
Right, I thought he could really sparkle about the flowers.
Well, that's not really my field, Dean.
Oh, I'll try not. What is your field?
My field is more in the experimental work of cross-pollinization.
Well, talk about that, for goodness sakes.
Well, there isn't much to say about it. It's rather a dull, uninteresting field to be in. As far as I'm concerned,
just
in
a
the
second.
Pioneer...
Hold up just a second, so long. Look, Dean, if you think you're going to get expenses for this fink, you're out of your mind. So, why don't you...
Now, that goes double for me, Dean.
Right.
In case,
dipped in Tabasco, right?
Right.
Okay, there's the door marked exit. Go through it. See you again.
So long,
Don't come
Lou.
Unprepared again now.
Well, let's have a...
I'm sorry about that. Lou, you're really sorry.
Oh, well, I didn't know what I mean today. I wouldn't. There he goes, Dean Archer Armstead, director of Bob and Ray Agriculture Enterprises and representing the Lackawanna Field Station.
Next time you refresh, enjoy a frosty, ice-cold Pepsi-Cola.
Sociability, Charlie.
All right, Kay, how's this? Pepsi is light, refreshes without filling. You like to refresh? Have a Pepsi right now.
Well, offer it to everybody, Charlie.
I will. Enjoy Pepsi at the fountain. It's delicious at home, too. Have one at lunch. or with a snack.
Charlie.
At the beach or at dinner. Wherever you go, wherever you're thirsty, Pepsi is there.
It's here, too, in our Be Sociable song.
Be sociable, look smart, keep up to date with Pepsi. Drink light, refreshing Pepsi. Stay up and fair and debonair. Be sociable, have a Pepsi.
For the weekend, have plenty of Pepsi around. Pick up an extra carton today. CK, I'm sociable.
With Pepsi, everyone is.
Well, those were very pleasant words, were they not?
They were. A lot of very pleasant products. And here today to talk about the latest advances in the greeting card industry, what with all of the holidays right around the corner, is Mr. Eli Partner, president of the Pick-A-Card Company. And Mr. Partner, the greeting cards one sees on the staggered shelves these days are getting to be more and more specialized. I sense that.
Well, in essence, it is, Mr. Elliott.
What's that, engineer?
I have found...
Mr. Partner, excuse me, they tell me you're talking directly away from the microphone.
Oh,
it's that thing in front of you there, if you talk into that.
Well, all right, I'm sorry. I forgot what you asked me.
Well, the specialization of cards is what I was interested in.
Oh, yes, you see, years ago, the only kind of greeting card that it was sent was for birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the industry and its cards, especially slanted for almost any occasion, have become a big industry.
You're holding up a card there, one of your highly specialized ones. Would you describe it and read it to our listeners, please?
All right. Now, this is card 316J. I suppose that's not important, but it shows a man in a diving suit, as you can see, and his helmet's off.
He's smiling, too, isn't he?
That's right. And the card reads, "I'm well again, my friends. I just got rid of the bends."
Well, that certainly is to the point, Mr. Partner.
Well, you can't wander on with these things. Now, there's only so much room on the card, and besides, it tells a story. Now, the diver feels better, right?
Exactly.
He's making known his progress. Subsequently, he can expect to renew his social activity.
Well, now,
a few invites.
Do you have a couple of blasts or so? Do you have any other cards that cover unique situations, Mr. Partner?
Well, I have a packet of them here in my attaché case.
I was noticing that. It's flatter than most attaché cases, isn't it?
It is, but it'll do for me. Now, about specialized cards. We've been busy refining them, Mr. Bob.
Elliot.
Shaking them down, getting down to specific ailments.
Well, you mean get well from whatever is bothering them, cards?
That's about it. Now, here's a short one. Do you want the number?
I don't think...
659-P.
Oh, well, I don't think we need the number.
Hello there, it says. Do you know that you'd be very desirous if you didn't have that virus?
That sent along the patient with a virus infection.
Something has gone around. Well, it wouldn't make much sense to send it to a person with a Charlie horse.
No, it wouldn't.
All right, now here's another specialized get-well card. I think I'll skip the number this time for sure. No, I won't either.
Well, go ahead.
489.
All right. It just takes time, and we don't have too much.
489L.
This isn't illustrated. The last one wasn't either, right?
No. Now, this specialized card says, "Get out of that old hospital, you funny deceiver. All you've got is yellow fever."
Well, I think I get the idea, and I hope that maybe you could come back tomorrow, and if you want to bring some more samples.
Oh, I got a bunch of them here, and
we just don't have the time
today. Came all the way
today.
From Maynard.
Well, we'll put you up at the Bob and Ray Hotel, and I hope you have a pleasant stay over there.
Okay.
And we can talk a little more about it when we come back in just 10 seconds. That'll be all right with you, then. We'll let Mr. Partner.
Oh, yes.
We'll see you tomorrow, then.
This is really the most difficult part of the show, and I have to say, goodbye to you. Till tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding, reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott, reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
This is the CBS Radio Network.